So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. I'm just double-checking, looking around the screen. I'm just double-checking everything's done because I've done this in a rush. Anyway, hope you are well. So let's talk about the mini-budget. We've just had a budget from Kwasi Kwarteng and Liz Truss in her first budget to start us off, really. A couple of big points here. Let me just pull up the data. Let's run through it all, and then we'll give you some sort of reaction on it. So basic rate of income tax will be cut by 1p to 19p. I guess that helps people on low wage. Nothing for pensioners in there, nothing for people on universal credit in there. 45p tax rate for top earners over 150 grand, that'll be abolished. That means they're going to pay like 40% tax, 40p in the pound. I don't understand why you would do that. I guess for trying to get people who are wealthy earning over 150,000 to stay in the country, because I have a succinct feeling that many of those people have actually left the UK. But if they've not left the UK because of a 45% tax rate, they've left the UK because of Brexit is shit. It's a sucky idea that is failing people on a daily basis. Anyway, this is not a Brexit rant. The next one, which is really important for homeowners or potential homeowners, not for landlords, but it's to do with stamp duty. And they've actually cut stamp duty. So it used to be up anything over 125 grand to 250 grand, you'd pay a certain amount. But the level at which you will now pay stamp duty is now £1,000. Now, this is good news. I guess, for first-time buyers. The housing market, like last time we did this, where there was a stamp duty freeze, was in the pandemic, if you remember. House prices absolutely shot up. So I actually expect this will happen again. I just saw someone say there's nothing in this budget for landlords. But if you're selling up some stuff, like we are, then that's really good. We'll probably get some extra cash now because there'll be more people coming into the market to buy, and hopefully that'll get the housing market going again in some way. Works for me. I don't care. Screws everybody else over, of course, because really what this does is this reduces the tax availability that goes into the government's coffers, which would then help us out of a cost of living crisis. But the government aren't interested in helping the cost of living crisis, because if they were, they would have given a windfall tax on the energy companies. Instead, what they did was they gave like a loan to the energy companies of 150 billion or 120 billion, I think it was, to protect their profits. No, 150 billion to protect their profits of 120 billion. And the people are obviously taxpayers. So it's just kicking the can down the street. First time buyers will pay no stamp duty on homes worth up to 450,000. I don't know who's a first time buyer spending 450 grand on a house. Well done them, I guess. But that's up from 300,000. So the housing market is about to take fire again, which would be quite interesting. There was a 1.25% rise in national insurance that was going to hit. And I think that had already hit. That's actually going to come off now on the 6th of November. I mean, whoopee-doo, 1.25%. And just to clarify here, national insurance, I think it used to pay 9%. It went up to 10.25%. But also, your employer pays national insurance as well. Most people don't actually know this. I think it's 1%. I'm sure it's changed because I can't remember it myself. But most people actually don't realise that your employer actually pays national insurance as well as you paying national insurance. And when it went up from 9% to 10.25%, that's not a 1.25% rise. I know it sounds like a 1.25% rise. It's actually over a 10% rise. Statistics. Lies, damned lies, and statistics. A 1.25% rise is not a 1.25% rise. This is how they lie to you. And most people actually don't understand this. They're lying to you on a daily basis because most people don't understand this stuff. If you're rising national insurance from 9% to 10%, that's not a 1% increase. It's a 10% increase. It sounds like it's the next to a 1, but it's not a 1% increase. People don't kind of understand this. Anyway, let's get off that high horse. a cap on banker's bonus, which limited rewards to twice for salary level, is now axed. So, you know, bankers are all right. Phew, that's a relief. Like, I was getting really stressed out because I'm like, oh, how are the bankers going to live on their meager salaries? Now, look, I kind of get it. What we're saying is that in order to bring the bankers back to the UK, we need to get rid of this because that's why they've left. No, that's not why they've left. They've left because Brexit is a sucky idea. That's why people have actually left. I'm not really convinced that will help. I probably reckon some people in the government whose partners may be bankers, allegedly, will be benefiting from this. It just doesn't make sense. If you look at, you know, people earning over 45%, there's a 5% saving now. They'll only pay, you know, people paying 45% tax rates will now only be paying 40% tax rates. And now the cap on bankers' bonuses, like, is it just me? Like, can you be any more obvious? Like, at least hide what you're doing? Anyway, strike action. Unions will be required to put offers to members during pay talk. I don't really have a problem with that. UK to introduce sales tax-free shopping for overseas visitors. I don't really have a problem with that if it drives traffic back in. The big ones for us property investors, of course, are one, the 45% tax rate for anything over 150, that will help. Some of them, especially because they got pushed into the 45% tax band, 24. Obviously, the solution to this problem is to remove Section 24. That's an obvious thing, I think, that needs to happen. But of course, we won't do that. Apparently, Liz Truss is empathetic towards landlords. I can't really see them. It generates so much tax revenue for them. But anyway, 45% tax down to 40%, and then stamp duty will make a big difference. If you are selling properties, like some people are like, well, that's not going to help landlords at all. But it is. It is, isn't it? Because the value of your property is going to increase significantly. Like, we're selling a house right now. We've had it for maybe 10 years. And the increase in the value of a property is probably working out about £800 a month. So we were getting £800 a month on revenue, maybe £1,000 now, actually. But it used to be about £750. But because it's gone up so much, now we're actually selling that one. We've actually, you know, it was like earning twice the amount. And it's the right time to sell. It was 2 months ago. It's dipped, I suspect, as we're heading towards Christmas. This will be quite interesting to see how this then pans out, ready for next summer and so on. And so that is it, my friends. That's basically the budget. Let me just see what people are saying, if anything. I've just lost it. Here we go. Here it is. Let me just see what people are saying. Yeah, just conversations about buy-to-let properties. First-time buyers, increased threshold is a small saving for additional property buyers. So if you're a buy-to-let investor, you're still going to pay 3% on. So it's between 125 and 250. You'll be paying 3% rather than 5%. So it does help a little bit if you're a landlord buying properties. But I would suggest that it actually helps if you're a landlord and you're looking to get out of the market, which a lot of landlords are. You might end up getting a bit more top dollar for your property if you're a marketplace. And, of course, some savvy people will have been waiting to see what was going on, and they'll be having a war chest of cash that they'll now go out and look at spending, because they can spend more money without having to pay massive upfront costs on stamp duty. Anyway, look, hope that's useful. Just wanted to do a quick one there, and we'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.